Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we learn the halachas of the fast on the wedding day. We're going to look at three basic concepts: the fasting on the day of the chuppah, days that one doesn't fast on, and spiritual preparations for the wedding. So let's jump straight in. Why do the bride and groom fast on their wedding day? The reason is because it is the day on which their sins are forgiven. Some poskim say that the reason is to prevent intoxication, because they're going to eat and drink, they're going to overindulge, and they come into the wedding in a state of drunkenness. That's going to invalidate that some of the things they could be saying in terms of making that marriage appropriately consummated. Why is it a day that their sins are forgiven? It's in fact the Gemara describes that three people who have atonement for all their sins. And one is a person who gets married, the other is a king on the day that they become coronated, and the other is a person who is sick who become healed. The common denominator between all of them is an expansion of the sense of self. A person who is sick usually has to spend all their energy looking after themselves. They can't think about others so easily. So when they get healed, they start to have an expanded sense of consciousness. When a king becomes a king, they used to be, you know, John the private, now it's King John. So they become a person who's now thinking about their I is really a we. Similarly with a person who's getting married. On the day that they get married, they no longer just walk anywhere, go anywhere without accountability, without telling anybody where they're going. They have their spouse and they're going to be responsible the rest of their life. Their consciousness is expanded. As their consciousness expands, there is a change of character, there's a change of their identity, and they have to express this in a process of kapara, which happens on that day. What prayer should the bride and groom say during the mincha? So they should say Aneinu if they're fasting, because Aneinu is said when a person completes that fast day. How long should they fast in areas where the local customs differ? So the Kitzur suggests that the fast only goes until after the marriage ceremony. So let's say the marriage ceremony is on a Sunday afternoon. They do not have to fast till nightfall. Similarly, on the other side, if let's say the marriage is delayed till after nightfall, let's say it's during the winter, and they get married, you know, at a time where it's after the nightfall, they can eat after nightfall before the chuppah, as long as they are very careful not to have intoxicating beverages as well. It's worthwhile noting that this custom is a more recent custom, and if it's going to affect the health or the standing of the chasnakal, let's say fast badly, they should be careful. They should ask a shala as to whether they should fast or not. One should not have to faint at one's wedding because of this particular custom. There are days that the couples do not fast on. What are the days that a groom and a bride do not fast on? So they do not fast on Rosh Chodesh, the day after Shavuos, the 15th of Av, Tu B'Av, the 15th of Shvat, Chanukah, and Shushan Purim. Do they fast during the month of Nisan? The answer is they can, and even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because it's a day which has a number of tragedies on it during Jewish history. What about Lag Ba'Omer? They can fast. They are allowed to fast on Lag Ba'Omer. Do they fast between Rosh Chodesh Sivan and Shavuos? Yes, they may. Do they fast between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? They may fast in that period. These are days where we don't say Tachanun, but nonetheless, you will be allowed to fast. If the bride and groom are getting married on a day when the fasting is not done, what precautions must they take? So they don't have to fast, but they have to be very careful not to do excess eating and drinking. They should certainly be very careful about alcoholic beverages during this particular period as well. We now move on to the last topic, and that is spiritual preparations for the wedding. How should the bride and the groom conduct themselves when entering the chuppah? So they have to do so with the utmost of sanctity, because it's the day of teshuva. What processes are they encouraged to do? They should review their deeds of their life from the day that they were born till this day. They should do a vidui, confessing their sins, seek forgiveness, and do a complete teshuva. It should be done from a deeply broken and contrite heart. A person should be very, very careful about this as well. What should they resolve to do in the future? As the Kitzur says, that a person should resolve to serve Hashem with honesty and sincerity and live a life of holiness and purity. Is there a special tefillah a person should say? So they should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring His divine presence, His Shechina, to rest among them. As the Gemara tells us, that if the ish v'isha zachu Shechina b'neihem, that if a man and a woman have the merit, then the divine presence is found between them. In fact, the word ish and isha, which means man and woman, if you take the common letters, it's ash, it's fire, and the uncommon letters are yud and a hey. Yud and a hey is like one of Hashem's names. So if they're able to, they bring Hashem's name into the world. If not, they bring fire into this world. What is the custom regarding vidui? So the halacha is that they should say vidui on mincha and mincha, even like the way they would do on an Erev Yom Kippur, and this is done even on a day when they are themselves not fasting. With this, we conclude the very fascinating halachas of fasting on the wedding day. Have a wonderful and meaningful